One of the important cases on the docket is Alanis versus the United States. It involves when is a threat speech that's unprotected by the First Amendment. It involves a man who was going through a very acrimonious divorce. His wife got a restraining order against him. He posted very threatening things against her on Facebook. He later posted very threatening, vituperative things against his former employer, an FBI agent, even a kindergarten class. He was convicted of making threats in interstate commerce. And the question is that speech that's protected by the First Amendment? Another case that's quite important comes from Arizona. Arizona, like California, has an independent commission to draw district lines. And the question is that unconstitutional because districting has to be done under the Constitution by the legislature, or can people through an initiative give this to an independent commission?
You wrote last week that you were worried about a few cases that involve employment and voting discrimination. Why is that?
The Roberts Court has been consistently hostile to civil rights plaintiffs. So there's one case called Young versus United Parcel Service. It involves a woman who was pregnant, and she was told by her doctor not to be lifting boxes above a certain weight during her pregnancy. United Parcel Service actually has the practice that they would allow individuals, if they have other kinds of disabilities, to not have to lift those boxes above a certain weight threshold, but they refused to give the same privilege to the woman who was pregnant. And the question is that pregnancy discrimination a violation of federal law?
How do you think the court is leaning, or where do you think they will go on those cases?
Just a little over a year, almost a year and a half ago, in June of 2013, the Supreme Court struck down a key provision of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. So if past is prologue to the future, one would expect rulings against the civil rights plaintiffs, but we'll see.
In your latest book, you took a harsh look at the Supreme Court. What are some of the conventions that you think need reforming?
The book is titled The Case Against the Supreme Court. And in the last chapter of the book, I propose many reforms. One is as simple as making clearer what the role of the Supreme Court is in enforcing the Constitution. One is to go to a merit selection system for Supreme Court and all federal court judges. I'd like just to see the confirmation process changed. I favor term limits for Supreme Court justices, 18-year non-renewable terms. I favor changing the way the court communicates with people, including cameras in the Supreme Court. I favor having the ethics standards that apply to other federal judges apply to Supreme Court justices as well. I think we should have a recusal system where the judge doesn't decide for himself or herself whether to be disqualified.
All right, Erwin, thank you very much for coming on to the show.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.